state cross-country coverage on Q92, brought to you by many fine area businesses, including Olson Dray Service, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Miller Services Incorporated, Jim's Market in Canby, Ag Processing Incorporated, Ag Plus Cooperative, United Prairie Bank, Zarbach General Chapel, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Ludvigson Tiling, Prairie Sun Bank, Erickson Chevrolet, Heartland Eye Clinic, Prairie Brand Seeds. State cross-country coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Steve Haas, Tofty Auto and Sales, Madison Dental Clinic, Pro Image Parkers, Jubilee Foods, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Madison Bottling Company, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Fixin Chiropractic, and the Mattress Barn in Marshall. And let's head over to St. Olaf College and see what's going on in cross-country. Here's Ed Heglin. Take it away there, Ed.
Thank you, Maynard. Beautiful day here at St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota for the 2021 State High School Cross Country Meet. The Class A boys are about to begin. 4 minutes from the gun. I'm about 200 meters from the start line, looking at 4:05 on the clock that's right in front of me, and I see the Black Pearl Valley Dawson boy team just did a little huddle, a little pep talk from the seniors, I'm sure. Now they're running back to the start line, getting ready to get their spikes on. I'm sure they have them on already, but get ready to get off to hopefully a great start here. So for Lacaparra, we have seniors Caden Allpress, Peyton Sterud, and Mason Bramer running, and we have a sophomore, Eli Hegland. We have ninth graders Gavin Carl, Tygan Allpress, and the alternates are, Taden Clark and... No, excuse me, Taden Clark is running. Justin Perkins and Kate Solom are the alternates that are ready to stand by in case someone isn't up to running, but I think with 3 minutes to go, they've made that decision. I talked to Coach Sherb 20 minutes or so ago, and he said yesterday those seniors seemed pretty calm and dialed in, and the younger ones were a little bit squirrely and revved up, I think. But he said this morning they seemed to be settled in. The nerves probably kick in. They seem real excited. They are in lane 22 out of 24, so they're way off to the one side. They're going to run right in front of me here where I'm at, right next to the edge of the course. Hopefully they can get off to a good start, because after about 300 meters, they make a sharp right turn, so hopefully they don't get pinched off by that. Also running today individually from Canby, Minnesota, is Colton Dice, a sophomore, and Zach Arata, also a sophomore, that qualified from our listening area, that qualified for the state meet here, and they look to be excited and ready to go. I talked to their coach a little bit ago, and she said they were very nervous, but she hoped that they would settle down, because those two boys hadn't been here. Canby, Minnesota has three girls down here that I'll talk about later, but two of them have been here before, so they're a little more calm, he said, but This course is it's beautiful, beautiful day. It's probably 60 degrees and a light wind, full sun. And the course here, we've had, my daughter ran this course a number of times, as did a number of kids from our area in Lacaparra Valley, Dawson Boyd and Canby, Minnesota. The course is known for being difficult in areas, and it really has some chutes where it really narrows down. So at the start, the runners kind of have to figure out where they're going to be, because it narrows down from about probably 80 yards wide down to probably 15 or 20 yards wide pretty quick. So they really need to be careful that they're not running into each other and running into posts and trees. And ranking-wise, Purim and Nova Academy, based out of the Twin Cities Private School, those two are ranked kind of one and two. And we'll see how they do. And I think we are, Lacaparra Valley, Dawson Boyd is ranked kind of in that 11th spot. But those rankings are pretty difficult to go by, because a lot of these teams haven't run head-to-head. So different courses, you run into meets where courses maybe are a few hundred meters short, so the times look great. I know we had one this year that was a couple hundred meters long, so the times look bad. So here we are, 30 seconds. The kids are all lined up where they're going to go, and they're counting them down. The guy with the flag is walking out to the center of these 100 and some people, and hopefully they all get off to a clean start here. We have. They moved the clock out of the way now, so I don't see that. But we're probably down to 15 seconds or so. He blew his whistle. Crowd is cheering, so there'll be some real loud background noise as they run past me. But I think once they start and get past me, I will hang up and call back when they finish. But the gun is up. Boom. You heard the gun. They're off. Looking for the Lac Da Parle Valley Dawson Boyd team. They're all hard to see here, but they look like they're off pretty well. I see Mason Bramer and Peyton Sirud are out. They're coming right past me. There's Mason and Peyton and Caden, Eli Hegland and Caden Clark, Gavin Carl. Tygan Allpress, they all just ran past me. So I'm going to go check out the course a little bit and see what's happening, and I'll call back in probably 20 to 25, maybe 30 minutes to get some interviews after they catch their breath. So, again, this is Ed Hegland at St. Olaf College, the 2021 State High School League Cross Country Meet.
All right, thanks a lot there, Ed. You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM. We'll get back to Ed in a little while here. And Paul Ramo also did some interviews. We'll be playing for you here very shortly. And again, thanks to our many fine sponsors of Cross Country Action here on Q92 today.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac Da Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac Da Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
I'm Anna Lewis, a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner at Johnson Memorial Health Services. Did you know that your mental health is just as important as your physical health? In fact, good mental health is one of your greatest assets. It helps you focus at work or school, overcome obstacles, and can help you get along with the people around you. 1 in 25 people in the U.S. struggles with a mental health issue. I know that it can be scary to reach out for help, but it is often the first step in helping you heal, grow, and recover. For more information, visit our website at www.jmhsmn.org.
At Miller Services Tri-County Insurance, we have been providing crop insurance products to area farmers since 1978. We all know in today's high input environment, you have to protect your livelihood. We also understand that you have a bottom line to consider, and input costs are better spent in the ground. We can customize a plan that gets your operation the protection you need without breaking the bank. Call 320-769-2000 or stop by and talk to Patrick today, located in the Dawson Co-op Credit Union building. Also offering farm, home, auto, life, and annuity products. Tri-County Insurance Incorporated is an equal opportunity provider.
Join me is Allison Pesek of the Cami Mineota Cross Country Team. Of course, State Cross Country, again, hosted by St. Olaf College here in Northfield. It's a beautiful campus and a beautiful course, isn't it, Allison?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you got two boys representing Cami Mineota. Let's talk about their season and how they've done this year.
Well, these two have had a phenomenal season. It is Colton Dice and Zach Alrada. And if you've been at any cross country meets, you've seen the two of them racing together all season.
Yep.
And they're usually leading the race, so they've had a very good season.
Yep. How many meets did you get in about this year, roughly?
We got in our usual 10 meets.
Okay.
Yep.
A lot different than last year, then.
A lot different than last year, yep.
So, now they're both sophomores?
Yes.
Okay. So, have they been out for cross country before?
Yes, they've both been out for cross country since they were in sixth grade.
Okay.
So.
All right. Talk about the course here at St. Olaf.
Well, it's a beautiful course, not exactly spectator friendly, but it kind of takes them out into the woods where they get a little break from the crowd and then they get to come back and hear the crowd again. I always enjoyed running it myself, so it'll be a good experience for them.
You ran it yourself.
I did, yes.
What?
Long time ago.
Okay, really? For who?
For Cami Mineota.
Yep. Oh, you were in a state cross country meet.
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Okay. How did you do that?
I went.
You finished.
Yep. I was all state a couple different times.
Oh, wow.
So, yep.
I've known you for a long time. I did not know that. Great news.
Yep.
So you know exactly what your kids are going through. Then.
I know exactly what they're doing.
Okay.
Yep.
And so, what kind of strategy do you tell them, or what do you tell them ahead of time?
Well, at this point with these guys, it's both of them, and this is their first time. And the big thing is they're here. So at this point, it's just fun. They just get to go out and run their best and be happy with their season.
Right. Now, at the start line, it's a rush to get to that first bend, isn't
it? Yes. And we are on the outside lane three, so they're going to have to kind of pick it up. But these two always start really fast, so I'm not real worried about it.
Okay. Not to get caught in the back of the pack, huh?
Correct.
All right. Yep. All right. Thanks, Allison. Appreciate your time.
Yep.
All right, guys. Let's start with Zach Arata. Zach, pretty excited to be at State.
Yes, very excited.
All right. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, your family, and brothers, sisters, stuff?
I have one sister with my mom and dad. We don't have any pets.
Okay. Is that good or bad?
Well, my sister really wants a dog.
Okay. Hey, I want a dog. My wife won't let me have one. So we're good, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else? What activities are you involved in at Camby?
I'm in the band, and then I play basketball, run cross country, and then I run track.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about your cross country season here. You've had a lot of fun?
Yes, a lot of fun. It's been so much fun.
Talk about some of your teammates or maybe some memories you've had this year.
I always try to run with Dice, and he usually always beats me like 2 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, I really like running in the front with him.
Okay.
It's much, much more enjoyable than running with someone else in the front.
Okay. Do you ever talk to each other while you're on the course or not?
Yeah,
we do. Okay. Like, what do you say to each other?
A lot of times it's, man, this really sucks. Or, man, I don't know if I can keep going.
Okay. Well, you're being honest. That's great. So when you found out you're qualified at sections, what went through your mind?
I was just super happy because it's what we've worked for all season.
Yep.
And now that we're here, we just get to have fun.
Okay. How long have you been out for cross country? Since 7th grade?
Since 6th grade.
6th grade, okay. Any memories from years past that stick out in your mind? First place finishes or falling down?
Yes, I did fall down.
You did?
This year.
Oh, really? Where at?
Colton
trip you or?
No, it was YME. So
okay.
I was going around one of the curves, and they cut it really sharp this year. And it was like on kind of on a hill, and I just slipped down it.
Oh, that's not good.
No, and it cost me a place.
Oh, it did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So you're familiar. You probably went through a run-through here at St. Olaf. You've been to a state cross-country meet before to watch?
Yes.
Okay, so you kind of know what it looks like. And
yep.
Are you a little nervous about running with over 100 runners? 160 or so?
Yes, and I am, but we have quite a few meets that are over 100 people, so it's just...
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to do my best.
Yeah, you ran up into Malacca, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay, so that's probably bigger than a state meet, I would guess.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, congratulations on making the state cross-country meet, Zach.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you afterwards. Colton Dice, you're a sophomore?
Yep.
Okay, first time at state?
Well, last year we had a fake state, but yeah, this is first time at the real deal.
Okay. Now, when you said fake state... state last year, where was that at? ACGC, was it?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, I think the coaches put that on or something, or some organization did. Yeah. So, okay. Well, introduce yourself to us.
My name is Colton Dice. I run cross country. And
family?
I have a mom and a dad.
Okay.
Jason Dice and Katrina Dice, and two little siblings. Camden and Kendlin, and then my dog Zion.
Okay, and what activities are you involved in at Camby?
Basketball, track, and obviously cross country.
Okay, any groups, any organizations? No.
Nope.
Okay, all right. Well, let's talk about your season here. How's it gone for you?
It's nice. It's been my best season so far.
Okay. What are some of your times? You're running 3.1 miles.
I think my best this year is a 16:59.
Oh, wow.
So barely.
Okay, good. And first place in any meets?
Yeah, quite a few.
Okay, awesome. What's one of your favorite ones?
Probably the CMCS course in Raymond.
Oh, in Raymond?
Yeah.
The Raymond Golf Course?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's nice and pretty.
Yep, pretty. Mm-hmm. And flat?
Yep.
Okay. You like running hills or not?
Depends on the day.
Okay. Well, the best of luck to you here at St. Olaf College in Northfield, and we'll talk to you afterwards, Colton.
Thank you.
Colton Dice of the Camby Miniota cross-country team. Of course,
We'll visit with Coach Pesek and Colton and Zach after the race is done here. So we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
Jim's Market in Canby is a big store in a small town. They're known for their friendly staff and a beautifully kept store at a great location. You'll love the fresh quality cuts of meat in their meat department. Their deliciously fresh produce department offers an incredible selection of the freshest fruits and vegetables around. Enjoy their donuts, muffins, cupcakes, and cakes baked fresh in their bakery department every day. Jim's Market Deli is sure to please with a variety of meats, cheeses, homemade deli salads, sandwiches, and a great selection of lunch and dinner items available. That's Jim's Market. They're right on North Highway 75, Canby.
Ag Processing is proud of the positive impact that they have on our area. AGP provides a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. Supplies soybean meal to hundreds of businesses and the poultry and livestock producers they serve. Supplies feed to over 2,000 private and cooperative dealers and their livestock producer customers in the United States and Canada. Being the third largest soy oil refiner, it easily could be that every person in the USA consumes some AGP soy oil each year. AGP Ag Processing Incorporated.
When the temperature bottoms out, filling with Cenex Premium Diesel can protect your bottom line. Cenex Wintermaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn and has a cold weather operability of 30 below, with a cold filter plugging point of 55 below. That'll send a chill down winter's spine. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
See Ag Plus Cooperative in Canby, Mineota, Ghent, Ivanhoe, Slayton, and Marshall.
United Prairie Bank has always thought that a community bank should be just that, a partner with the community. We feel it's our calling. It's why United Prairie is proud to support our communities by funding growth. We know that local business is vital to our area, which is why we offer loans to help them grow. And when our business partners grow, we all benefit. As your local family-owned bank, we're proud to be part of our community. United Prairie Bank will help you get there. Member FDIC.
Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. The Lockbrow Valley Dawson Boyd boys are competing today in the state cross-country meet in St. Olaf. And we're going to get to know the team right now. And there's six or eight of them that we got to talk with here. So why don't you just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Caden Alpris. I'm a senior, and my younger brother is a freshman, is also on the team, Tygan. Parents are Jake and Sonia Alpris, and I've been in the program since about fifth grade, I guess, when we were younger we did it, so been in it a while.
All right. Caden, talk a little bit about a memory that you have in cross country over the years.
Some of my favorite memories have been the bus rides. We had a lot of fun seniors a couple years ago, and some of the memories were just staying in hotels with them, like at Malacca and State. Okay. And they were a really fun group of kids, but yeah.
Who's the fun guy on the team this year? The jokester.
This year, I'd say definitely the guy we aim to pick on is definitely Mason Bramer.
Okay.
He's just that, yeah.
All right. We'll talk to Mason after in a little bit here. So.
Yeah, I think we'll.
All right, Caden, you've ran St. Olaf before?
Yeah, this will be my second time.
Okay.
Because we didn't get to run there last year, so, yep.
And I'll ask all of you, what do you think of the course?
I really like it. I know the first time I ran it, there was one big hill, and I wasn't really a big fan of it. It was kind of sandy, and there's a lot of roots in the tree roots going through it, so you kind of had to dodge your way through it. But overall, it's a really fast course, and it's fun to compete in.
Okay, having a fun year this year?
Yeah, this year it's been interesting with a bunch of young guys, but we've learned to get to know each other, and it's been really fun. And they're gonna have a lot of success in the years to come.
Talk about one of your highlights this year at any meet.
Highlight this year? Well, I would say just overall has been every meet. You know, we just joke around and have fun. And I think running the course with each other and just these younger guys are pretty crazy and love to have fun with other teams when we see them on the course. So, you know, it's been fun all year.
All right, Caden, thank you and best of luck today.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, who do we got here?
Peyton Stared.
I mean, we've talked cross country many times over the years, haven't we, Peyton?
Oh, yeah.
You're a senior this year?
Yep, I'm a senior.
Okay. Introduce yourself with the family.
My mom and dad are Jody and Steve Staird. I have an older sister who runs for Northern State University and a younger sister in sixth grade that's hopefully going to run.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So can you beat Jordan?
Yeah.
All right. Talk about your season this year.
It's been going really good. It's been really fun to run with all these guys and just have so much fun with all of them and get to know them better.
Okay, and a highlight for you?
When we won our section meet, or sections last Thursday, that was pretty fun.
To go to state, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, best of luck.
Thank you.
Yep. And Mason, is Caden correct? You're the jokester?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Okay, let's hear some stories then.
Oh man, there's too many. Well, when I see like the younger kids in the halls, they'll say my name really like loud and annoying. So that happens all the time. But yeah, there's a lot though.
Okay. All right, introduce yourself then.
So my parents are Todd and Sydney Bramer, and I have four other siblings, and I'm involved in track and cross.
Okay. And what a highlight for you?
I'd have to say conference and sections. You know, conference is a pretty close race, and we really didn't know what was going to happen going into it. And, you know, sure, didn't think we were going to win it right away either. Okay. So but to come out on the top was really special, and, you know, to hold our seventh title was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's 7 years in a row.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
You've been a part of it?
Yeah, ever since eighth grade, I've been a part of that, so yeah.
So you have a lot of experience then.
Yeah, you can say that, yeah.
You run at St. Olaf before?
Yeah, this will be my fourth year, I think. Yeah, because last year we didn't run there. But
what do you think about the course?
It's definitely something different. I think, you know, it's not like a completely flat course, but it includes some hills and some different stuff. And, you know, it has some, like, a part where you don't have a crowd. So it's an interesting course. But I think it produces some fast times, which is good.
All right, good. Real best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And I'll find out from your other teammates. I want to hear some stories.
Oh, no.
Eli, you going to tell some stories on Mason then?
Well, he's right. All we do is kind of pick fun at him all the time.
All right. Well, there's still no stories, though, right?
No.
Okay. Introduce yourself.
I'm Eli Hegland. My parents are Ed and Don Hegland, and I have one brother and one sister who are both in college.
Okay. First year on varsity, or
I was on it last year.
Okay,
I was an alternate.
So you're new to the St. Olaf course, then?
Yep.
Okay, you've been to cross country before, right?
Yes, many times with my siblings.
Okay, and a highlight for you, Eli?
Conference and sections was really fun, really close, and winning it was nice.
You get a little nervous before the start of the race when you know it might be close with other teams?
Yeah, but I know, well. We're always good as a team, so.
Okay, good. Well, best of luck today.
Thank you.
All right.
Who do we got? Caden Clark.
Okay. And your family?
Eric and Susan Clark.
Okay. And what other activities you are in, Caden?
I'm in baseball and trap.
Okay. What do you like about cross country?
It's a lot of fun just being with the team.
Okay. So obviously you like to run.
Yep.
Okay. Any highlights for you?
Everything's just been fun.
Okay. What's one of your favorite local courses around the Lacapral area that you've run this year? Any favorite courses?
I like Madison's course.
Because there's no hills, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Best of luck to you today.
Thanks.
Yep. And who do we have here?
Gavin Carl.
Gavin, how many years have you been on varsity?
One.
Oh, this is your first year. What grade are you in?
I'm a freshman.
Okay. Tell us about your family.
I have my mom and dad are Chris and Cindy Carl, and I have one sister. She's in college right now.
Okay. And what do you like about cross country?
The people in it, really.
Okay.
The running's not that fun, but the memories.
Okay, finally found somebody that the running's not that fun, but you do a good job on it, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Real good. Well, have you been to St. Olaf before?
No, I have not.
First time?
Yes.
Okay. That'll be a new experience for you then.
Yeah, it will.
All right, and one of your favorite courses in the area?
Madison. It's not hilly.
Okay. You don't like running Appleton then?
Well, I do, but Madison's just better.
Okay. All right, best of luck today.
Thank you.
And who do we got here?
Tegan Old Press.
Hey, Tegan, how's it going?
Good.
So who's the fastest, you or Caden?
Well, depends on how far we're running.
Okay.
We're running long distance, it's him, but short distance, I'll beat him any day.
All right, that's good. And talk your family?
My mom and dad, Jake and Sonia Allpress. I got a brother, he's at SCSU, this is a third year college.
Okay.
And then Caden, also on the team, too, is a senior.
Okay. All right, and any memorable moments for you this year?
Definitely Malacca. Being able to run in our grade, having a team just with our grade. Mm-hmm. We had four of us end all in a 10 spots, 40th through 55th.
Okay.
It's pretty cool to end that many people all in a short distance right next to you.
Yeah, it's almost a bigger meet than the state tournament I hear, huh?
Yeah, but...
a lot of people?
With all your anxiety, you...
Okay. All right, real good. Best of luck to you.
Thanks.
And who do we have here? Are these are your alternates?
Yep, I'm Cade Solon.
Okay. Cade, talk about your season. Or your family first.
My parents are Dean and Sadie Solom, and then my brother's in sixth grade.
Okay. And what do you like about cross country?
I like the team aspect. You come closer to people that you like. Yes, it's from a different school, but it's still fun.
Yep. You go to Dawson Boyd?
Yep.
Okay. And some memorable moments for you this year?
I'd say Malacca, because like you go down the night before and you stay overnight with your team. You just bond with them even more.
All right. Are you looking forward to state?
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
All right. Real good. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Be ready to run, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And last?
I'm Justin Perkins.
Hey, Justin. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. And your family?
My parents are Carla and Jared Perkins, and I have two brothers and a sister.
Okay. And why did you decide to come out for cross country?
Well, I didn't really want to be in football, and I just decided it would be a fun thing to do.
Okay. You enjoy it?
Yeah, I think it's fun.
Okay. And highlight for you this year?
I really like Malacca just because there's so many people there. And you always have someone there running next to.
Okay. All right. Are you excited about having the team down at state?
Yeah, it should be fun, hopefully.
Okay. Well, best of luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. And visit with John Sherb here, Coach Sherb here, before we go. And John, congratulations on making it to state. And how many years is this now for you?
All the boys, this will be 7 years. You know, we qualified seven. The girls, I think we had another six in there and another three in there. So we've qualified over the years. We've qualified a lot of teams in this crew, so good. It's been fun.
Good. Yeah, everybody was saying that Mason's the jokes are on the team, but I don't have. They won't tell me stories. I haven't heard. Do you know any?
Oh, there's always some, but I always use that for blackmail later with Bramers. I don't want to hang him out there. But you know, he is good around. We give him a hard time. Sometimes, you know, we may work him a little harder. I know the biggest thing we always give him a hard time. He's called him Chef Boyardee. He does a lot of cooking up north, and so he's kind of the big time cook around. But yeah, I guess the next thing he's got to probably do is cook for me for supper once.
All right, that sounds like a plan. Invite me.
I'll bring you along. We'll have a good one, Seth, that one.
Talk about this team this year.
Oh, this team has really grown. We've had to put a lot of kids in new spots, you know, without, you know, we lost Bramer off the first meet, and that was kind of a key of our depth-wise. We ran really well up at Morris. I was really happy with you know, putting in with our three seniors, and then we were filling in all inexperienced varsity runners on there. So that was kind of how it was going to gel, and I thought we ran well, and just the question was how much faster we could get. And then, you know, you just don't know, too, when you're putting freshmen up there, will their legs hit the wall and they'll start, you know, going backwards instead of hitting the line. We've been very lucky that the freshmen have held up very well.
Okay. And your thoughts on the other teams of the state this year?
Well, we're looking up. It's, you know, it's the Perham. There's a couple of teams that I have not heard of that I saw in the rankings there. But, again, it's who shows up. What do you have that meet? You know, if you're healthy, you know, you're nicked up. Some kids have very good section meets and don't have a good. So you just don't know. The fun part is we're going in with open mind. We're going to see what we can do and improve that top 10. That's kind of the goal I'm looking at.
Okay, real good, John. We're going to let you go and we'll talk to you after the run. Then
sounds good. Thank you.
All right, head coach John Sherwood, Lockbrawl Valley Dawson Boyd cross country team. We'll take a break and we'll come back more right after this.
At Zarbach Funeral Home in Madison, they hope you're enjoying the old-time show here on Saturday afternoon on Q92, and they thank you for tuning in. Zarbach Funeral Home in Madison would like you to stop in and visit with them about a memorial. They'd be glad to assist you. That's Zarbach Funeral Home in Madison, Minnesota, one of the sponsors of old-time memories here on Q92.
For all your insurance needs, it's the Lockaparl Mutual Insurance Company, Strand Agency. Lockaparl Mutual Insurance Company was organized in 1885 and is owned by the people it serves. If you need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home, contact the Lockaparl Mutual Insurance Company, the Strand Agency. They're located on Main Street, Dawson. Talk with Peter or Vicki Strand. Lockaparl Mutual Insurance Company, the Strand Agency. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Ludvigson Tiling provides the following services to landowners: drainage tile installation and ditch cleaning and much more. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. Contact Nate today. That number again, 320-226-7022. Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. For more information, check them out on the web at ludvigsontiling.com.
Let's get back over to Ed Hegland down there at St. Olaf College. More cross-country coverage.
All right, thank you. Well, the boys' single-A race just finished. There's still a couple, I think, coming in, but most of them are in. It was a tough finish to watch because there was a kid, I don't know where he was from, about 100 meters from the finish, came up a little hill and went down and got up about three or four times. He did finish probably in the top 10, but he was in first by a ways, but just pushed it a little hard but he seems to be doing okay now. But our Lacaparl team did very well. I'm not sure of places. I think Peyton Steerud was probably near that top 25. I was counting, but there was bodies sprawled all over the places they came across. I think he was in that top 25, at least that top 30, so he did great. And then followed by Caden Allpress and Mason Bramer, and then Eli Hegland and Gavin Carl came in just side by side. I think a hundredth of a second or something split them, so it was fun to watch. And Tygan Allpress and Caden Clark came in that top group as well. So as a team, I think we have a lot to be proud of. I have some members here right now. Another reporter did pull away. So our three seniors are over there talking, but I have Eli Hegland standing right next to me. He's out of breath, wasn't ready to talk, but I'm going to make him do it. So, Eli, what did you think of that?
Well, around the mile and a half area, I started getting a side ache on my right side. So the rest of the race was tough, but it was very fast.
What did you think of the course? Was it hilly? Was it flat?
They didn't have very many big hills, but there was four or five of them.
Okay, well, great job. You got a lot to be proud of, and I'll talk to Gavin Carl here. Gavin, ninth grader, this is your first season out for cross country. What did you think of the season?
It's been really fun. The guys are one of the best people to be around. It was one of the best teams I've ever been on.
That's awesome to hear. Yeah, cross country typically has really good team morale and team spirit, and I think we've got three real great seniors here that showed great leadership. What did you think of your first state meet?
It's really weird. It's kind of like Malacca, but more stakes are to it. It's just really amazing.
You ran well. What did you think how you did?
I think I did really well. I finished next to the guy I always try to push with. I don't know my time, though. So.
Okay, we'll find out times a little later, but thank you, Gavin. I'll try and find... There we have a few of our seniors here, but they're still talking to another reporter that grabbed them. See if I can find Caden Clark, but I'll see if Caden can talk or not. We'll take a minute here. He's another person is interviewing them right now. It was seemed like a fast race up front. I'm not sure how. I was on the wrong side of the clock here. I was standing in the finish line chute on the wrong side of the clock, so I couldn't see the times. I think the top runners that came in were some very fast times. It really came across well. I'm going to see if I can get Coach Sherb. I see him standing here while these other guys are finishing up their interview. I'll see if I can get Coach Sherb here to see what he thinks about it. John, what did you think of how Lacaparl Valley Dawson Boyd did?
It's a crapshoot, just telling where everybody's at. We've got, it looks like we got one kid in the top 25. That was our big thing. We get an all-state position. That's good there. Peyton looked really good the second half of the race. It's just, like I said, it's just a blur. We're looking at all the kids around on the wall. I thought we ran well into spots. I thought those spots we may not have had our A game, but I thought we ran well all the way through, all the 1-7. So nothing to complain about. It's just, again, you want to do what you can, and what happens, happens.
Right. Well, congratulations. I'm going to try to catch these other runners here that I didn't get, and I'll catch up with you after the scores are all out. So here's Caden Allpress. See what he thinks of the race. He came in second for our team, fought through some little injuries and stuff all year, but ran a really nice race. What did you think of that?
It felt a lot faster than it was, but first mile was fast, obviously. Second mile was still fast, so I don't know on the backside on that hill if that's where I lost time or what. I don't know, I didn't get passed by many kids, caught a few, but overall I thought it was a good race, and yeah, it was a great way to end the senior season.
That's right. Great leadership from you guys as well. So here we have Peyton Sherwood. Peyton, we think you're in that top 25, which gets you quite an accomplishment here. What did you think of how the race went?
I thought it went really well. The first mile got out fast, like expected, but it was really fun and just an amazing experience.
Yeah. So did you you got with that top group right away, or was there a bunch that pulled away?
There's kind of a big group that started ahead of me, so I had to like kind of pick a lot off, but yeah, I got out a little faster than I expected. But
yeah, that's usually what I hear at these meets. But congratulations on a great career and a great race today. Mason Bramer, what did you think about the race today?
I thought, you know, our first meet, me and Kate Payne had a really good first mile, and I think just I mean they really just made a exclamation mark on that move, and they really moved forward well, and I just think I couldn't hold today, and that's not exactly how I wanted to end, but I mean, I'm, you know, running with my teammates at the state meet, and I can't complain about that. So
that's awesome. That's the attitude these guys have had all year. I know you had some pretty bad injuries to begin the year and weren't able to race until the last few races, so that's great accomplishment to be able to come back from that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is, I think, my fifth race, full race at least, or fourth or something like that, so I mean, anything from not being injured is a good memory for me. So I'm just glad I could be back at this point. So yeah.
Right. Well, thank you, and congratulations on a great career. Caden Clark, a ninth grader, first time down at the state meet. What did you think of it?
It was exciting. Crazy how many people there are, and it was really fun.
Feel like you ran as well as you could?
Probably. I don't know.
Well, there's always get ready to go for next year, but yeah. Great job, great season, congratulations. Here's Tygan Allpress, another ninth grader. What did you think of the race today?
It was fast. It was faster than you thought.
Did you get in with a pack you were running with, or did they kind of run away from you?
There was probably a pack around 1730. I couldn't keep up with them, but yeah.
Okay, well, great season, congratulations. I think that got everybody that I can find here. I think I got everybody, and I'll look for the Canby Miniota guys. I did tell them to try and find me after the race, but I can't find them right now. I'll try to get to them or to their coach, Allison Pesek, after a bit. So with that, I'll sign off and call back when the times and scores and all that are out. Thank you.
Prairie Sun Bank is your community bank, helping you turn your dreams into reality, offering three locations to serve you better. Prairie Sun Bank will be your partner when you buy a car, a home, or make farm operating decisions. We are here for you with trusted advice and quality service that you can count on, making banking easier with the latest in technology while still providing that small-town personal service that you have come to expect. Bank with Prairie Sun Bank, located in Appleton, Milan, and Marietta. Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson pride themselves in taking care of your every automotive need. No high pressure, no come-ons, no slick sale pitches. Erickson Chevrolet's focus is to present a vehicle that meets your lifestyle and budget. Unlike some dealerships, Erickson Chevrolet will get to know you and strive to take care of your vehicle the same as they would their own. Erickson Chevrolet is open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 to noon. Check out their website at ericksonchev.com. They're located along Highway 212 in Dawson.
This is Dr. Renee Reese of Heartland Eye Care Centers. We are dedicated to offering high-quality, caring service to patients of all ages. We are a family-run business providing friendly and professional service that is recommended and trusted. We offer optometric services from eye exams to contact lens care to glaucoma screening and more. Our experienced staff will schedule your appointment, provide top-quality service, and show you a wide range of quality frames and lenses. We look forward to welcoming you and your entire family to Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Canby, Dawson, and Slayton.
State cross-country coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including Olson Dray Service, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Miller Services Incorporated, Jim's Market in Canby, Ag Processing Incorporated, Ag Plus Cooperative, United Prairie Bank, Zarbach Funeral Chapel, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Ludvigson Tylik, Prairie Sun Bank, Erickson Chevrolet, Heartland Eye Clinic, Prairie Brand Seeds. State cross-country coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Steve Haas, Toffee Auto and Sales, Madison Dental Clinic, Pro Image Partners, Jubilee Foods, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Madison Bottling Company, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Fixin Chiropractic, and the Mattress Barn in Marshall.